The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, hailing all the way from Medicine Hat, it's Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Excellent. Now, this is like 4 or 5 weeks in a row you're representing the Tigers. But I feel like in the Medicine Hat Tigers online store, like there's only like one person who's buying the stuff.
They know me well. They have my sizes. They have everything. They got my credit card on order. Anything comes off the press, it's mine.
Oh, it's Dave. What will we send him today?
Hey, what can we send him? Just put it on my tab.
Exactly. You know? That's pretty much. I'm like Norm at Cheers.
Right? Oh, nice, awesome. Nice.
Just pull up and then just feed me a drink and a shirt.
Professor Jason Roach is here.
And I'm very, very glad I'm here today on Cookie Day.
Yes.
This is so cool. And it's, I don't know how many different flavors, but 14 or 15 different kinds of Christmas cookies in the box. So
yes.
It's kind of a big deal. It's kind of a big deal. Mara brought some molasses cookies. Dan brought some Pizzelle. And everybody is fat and happy. I think it's reasonable to say that. Professor Dan Maggio is here. He's the one who brought in the traditional Italian Pizzelle. They're absolutely beautiful and they taste great.
Thank you.
Excellent.
They're my favorite.
So this is a long time iron that you've had in your family for generations?
The one I used last is 3 hours old. because the one I had died, so I had to get a new one.
Oh, that's too bad. That's
but
too bad.
So my mother made them for years, but she has the really old kind where the top is about, I don't know, 4 or 5 inches thick, and the bottom is the same.
Right.
And it's if you plug it in, you can't really plug anything else in the house.
Right.
Because it's
and if you touch it, we'll hear if you accidentally touch it.
Yes, it gets very hot.
All the way across the table from me, Professor Jim Tubbs is here. Good to see you, Jim. Nice and festive with bright green.
Oh, thank you.
Continuing around the table, Professor Mara Livesey is here with us today. I love your molasses cookies. There's only one left? Two left?
Four, okay. By my count.
Right. Well, I'm going to grab two and make a sandwich before I leave. That's all I've got to say. Bring more cookies.
Good Lord.
Professor Kendra Evans is here.
Hello. Good to be back.
It's good to be back. We were hearing, everybody was asking, when's Kendra coming back? But you're here now.
I'm here. Yeah. It was now. Today is the day.
Today is the day. We'll take it.
And Matt, on today's program, we have a special guest, Professor Arthur Beer from the Department of Theater and Performing Arts. Arthur is joining us after just finishing up a 3-day weekend Detroit Mercy Theater Company production, where he starred in the title role of Joseph Zettelmeyer's Ebenezer.
It's my retirement party.
It is. It's your retirement party. So this is kind of a big deal. I understand it's a sequel to A Christmas Carol, basically.
Right. It takes place 15 years afterwards. Scrooge is on his deathbed. It's a comedy.
Oh. I love it. I can't wait. Can't wait to see it. Hey, folks, this is a program. You can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. You can send the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. Find us on the Facebook. Or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Dear Professor Mayo and panelists, I've been a loyal listener to your show for many years now, and I've often heard the panelists call out for questions with topics or themes. The one underlying theme I always hear you talk about is food.
Oh, well.
Where did you get that idea?
Good data.
We talk about food here? Nah.
I've heard you talk many times about oatmeal pies, pork buns, donuts, cookies, Taco Bell, or some other restaurant that one of the professors just enjoyed. So why stray too far from a topic the prof seemed comfortable with? Here are 20 questions on fast food. Please enjoy. Best wishes, Amy Dixon. Thanks for sending these questions, Amy. That's very kind of you. Let's see what we can do with these. Which of the following fast food restaurants was founded first? Whataburger, McDonald's, Burger King, In-N-Out?
McDonald's.
I'm going to guess In-N-Out.
It says here that it's In-N-Out, but by what year?
54?
It says 48. 1948 was In-N-Out Burger as
I've
the original.
I've never had an In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, they're quite nice.
Yeah, I thought that we
don't have one here.
What? Are you sure?
It's impossible.
No. Oh.
No, that's Burger King.
Okay, I've been told that they have to stay where they are local because there's some sort of like shipment regulations about how far the meat can go or something.
That's right.
Like
they
that.
Have to they have to do it like cool but not frozen or something like that. I've heard that too. I thought that we had one. I'm probably thinking of some other chain.
There's a place in Hamtramck that makes a burger akin to their.
Okay. All right.
That's awesome.
Some people swear by it. It's mostly California, if
yeah,
I remember
pretty
correctly.
Much.
In what city was the first Pizza Hut ever built?
Kansas City.
You're really close.
What?
St. Louis.
You can't say that.
Juneau.
St. Louis.
No.
Columbia,
no.
Missouri.
St. Louis.
Wichita.
It was Wichita is what it has.
Wichita.
Here.
Wichita. Oh, why'd you pull that one out?
Yeah.
Kansas.
Wow. I know my geography.
I guess so.
Oh my gosh, Pizza Hut. I have such fond memories of eating at Pizza Hut in the 80s and now
the buffet.
Current Pizza Hut. Like,
they're getting rid of all the sit down ones too, aren't they?
Yeah, oh they are. They're going to like booths only or whatever. Yeah. How many secret herbs and spices are used in KFC's original recipe?
11.
It's 11.
Whoa.
This
Why do you
You're just
going
to... There's just TV.
So. We have faces for tell. You know,
yeah, Jason flashed some fingers.
Thank
and
you,
they
Jeremiah.
Were all legal. And then very, very not vulgar. And it was 11 fingers. KFC's original herbs and spices recipe. What fast food chain offers products called Jamocha Shakes...
Arby's.
And curly fries. Arby's. I didn't even need to say
Arby's.
Wow.
Kendra was all over.
What is a Jamocha shake?
Coffee-ish. Coffee chocolate or coffee?
Java.
Coffee?
Mocha.
Java. Yeah.
Java mocha.
Okay. Yeah, all right. All right.
Coffee chocolate.
Making up words here.
Coffee and chocolate. Yep.
My morning drink.
Oh. Need to go check that out.
I know.
What was the first fast food chain that opened in China? And I believe what is meant here is American fast food chain.
Mm-hmm. KFC.
KFC is what it says, yes.
Yes, yeah. KFC.
KFC's all over Africa, too.
You know, I'm hoping that I'm not jumping too far ahead in these questions. It doesn't look like I am, but in Japan, KFC is intimately tied to the celebration of secular Christmas, and they can't even do the business that they need to within that 48 hours. Like, everybody eats KFC on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day in Japan. Yeah, it's
I know my cousin's
trend.
Kids in China have their birthday parties there. It's a chic thing to do.
Right. It's a big deal. Wow. It's a big
I remember noticing in Johannesburg, South Africa, there was like a KFC on every corner.
Interesting.
It was the biggest American fast food place around.
My Chinese friends... in Kentucky, told me that KFC is very different in China than it is in Kentucky.
Okay.
Do they serve the chicken feet?
Maybe something like that.
Oh. All I can think of when we talk about this is the famous quote from The Simpsons, which is, if there's one thing that all Jews, Christians, and Muslims agree on, it's fried chicken is awesome. So it pretty much covers all the bases. What burger chain was founded by Janie and Jerry Murrell? Whatever is the opposite of what you think it could be, this is definitely it. I don't even know any other clues I can give you. Because Janie and Jerry sounds like a male and a female couple working together.
Yeah.
So the last thing you'd name your chain is...
Two guys.
Getting close, Jim.
Five guys.
Five guys. Yeah. We have a couple of those around here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You get a whole shopping bag full of fries, I think, when you go to Five Guys.
And then you have the transparent bags.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's
and
right.
And also lists where all the potatoes come from, too.
Mm-hmm. What restaurant, at least in its early days, featured blue roofs, Cape Cod-style buildings... wooden benches.
Arthur Treacher's.
Long John Silver's.
Long John Silver's.
Yeah.
We had to put it all together. Seafood.
Yeah, well, that's right. The Orange River.
Orange.
Yeah.
It was one on Grand River Avenue in Redford.
Fast food fish.
It's been a while. The Tiger signed him to third base.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I just love that part of the 80s, 90s. Still exists to some extent today when you see old Pizza Huts and Long John Silver's that have been repurposed as banks. And gift shops. It's like, that totally used to be a Pizza Hut.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
I'm your holiday host, Kathy Bush, and today we have our regulars back with us. What does the 12th night actually mean?
It's the 12th night after Epiphany.
It is Epiphany.
It is. It's a feast day known to Canadians as Little Christmas. That. We cannot take down our tree until after Little Christmas. Oh, that is a family tradition.
And then you can put it in front or what?
Yes. And it is watched and stalked as they take it away. Yeah, there's a truck that comes around and throws all of the dried out limbs.
My gosh. There. Her father is a trash fanatic.
Oh, okay.
It has to be picked up. And
all right.
Yeah, it has to be done times that way.
Then they get put through that wood chipper in Fargo.
We are back with some questions from Amy Dixon. Where is the food, quote, way better than fast food? This would have been a couple different jingles ago. Way better than fast food. Who used that tagline?
It's not Taco Bell, is it?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
It's way better than
fast food. Way better than fast food.
And yet they were fast food.
Oh, absolutely.
They must be slow if they're way better than fast food.
Wasn't Subway. Nope. Just a regular old burger joint. Just one we haven't mentioned yet.
Not Wendy's.
Wendy's, yeah, Wendy's. That was Wendy's. Wendy's. Way better than fast food.
I don't remember that.
Well, however, yeah, their thing is that you're sitting down in the dining room with the carpet, you know, so it's not supposed to feel like fast food.
Right.
So that's probably...
Oh, so when you drop the ketchup, it stains the carpet.
No, when you walk through the soda that's been spilled on the floor.
Oh, my. Speaking of this, we'll give Kendra a chance to redeem herself, because I think one or two jingles or taglines ago, this chain was good mood food.
Oh. What did you say earlier?
I don't remember. Arby's? What did I say?
Yeah, it's Arby's.
Michael, play the tape back.
It was Arby's.
It's still Arby's?
Well, that was Arby's like a couple decades ago. That was Arby's.
That one.
Yeah.
Oh, and Arby's had the big tall hat for their sign.
Yeah, exactly. Don't they still?
No, they took down the tall hat. It's really weird.
That's really sad, actually.
All the big signs are gone now.
Yep. Yeah. Up at Coolidge and Woodward, that was there for a long, long time. What American city was the birthplace of White Castle?
In the South.
It wasn't in the South.
Is it...
Was it like a Wichita?
In the West?
One?
It was Wichita, Kansas.
Oh, pizza and sliders in
what
the same
is it
town.
About Wichita?
They really like their fast food. I don't know what to say.
Wow. Yeah, that's it. We're going to Wichita. We're opening up a cookie franchise there.
I'm going to open up cookies downtown next to the pot shop. That's what we should do.
That'll be lucrative. We should do that.
I really appreciate that Amy didn't transpose that question with the one. What restaurant in its early days was a castle in white color?
White Castle.
Yeah, we figured it out. Let's see here. What fast food chain is credited with having the first modern drive-thru in 1970? This is a classic piece of fast food trivia. Well, we've had this before. No, we've already mentioned
isn't
this
it
one.
Like
In-N-Out?
Sonic?
Wasn't In-N-Out. It wasn't Sonic. It wasn't McDonald's.
Burger King. Wendy's.
Nope. Wendy's. Wendy's.
Oh,
Wendy's.
Wendy's again.
Yep. Wendy's had the first modern drive-thru window. Wow.
1970?
1970, yeah. Huh. Pretty recent.
We didn't have a drive-thru until then.
I'm amazed.
What did we do before then?
What about soccer practice?
You had to actually walk into a McDonald's?
We didn't play soccer.
And talk to somebody?
Yeah, I believe.
Soccer existed.
You used to be able to walk into Arby's and they would shave the meat.
Oh, yeah.
Right there. I remember that.
So who could forget, having grown up in the 80s and the 90s, the tiny chihuahua that uttered, Taco Bell?
Yeah.
What was the actual name of that dog?
Well, there was a name?
It had a name.
Who knew?
I think I did.
Same name as a...
Spuds McKenzie.
No.
Oh, darn.
Partial credit.
Appetizer.
I am not too proud to say we actually have a Spuds McKenzie ornament on our Christmas tree. But when my kids look at it, they're like, why do we have a Target dog?
It does look like a Target dog.
We upgraded to the modern times. No, what was the name of the... I know I'm going to get this wrong. Please don't kill me. 60s era. I'm looking in Dave's direction because he knows his TV. 60s era TV surfer girl TV show. What was her name?
Gidget.
Yeah, that was the name of the dog. Oh. Yeah. So I did good. Gidget. I did good with Mike.
Okay. Sally
Gidget, the dog. Which chain has the signature burger by the name the Big Buford?
Hardee's?
Oh, no, it's Checkers.
Checkers is what it is.
That's right.
Yeah, Checkers.
That's right.
The Big Buford.
It's nice to know we all eat well here, you know?
Jeez. We covered everyone we haven't heard yet, and then I heard Checkers. Very well done. Which chain has been around longer, Baskin-Robbins or Häagen-Dazs?
Baskin-Robbins.
It says Baskin-Robbins started in 1945. Häagen-Dazs started in 1976. Yeah. So they're quite young. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, my. I don't know what we're going to do with this, but maybe you know this, maybe you don't. So McDonald's Chicken McNuggets. are specifically formed into four shapes that all start with the letter B. And this is a well-known piece of trivia. What are the four shapes of McDonald's McNuggets?
Box. Bowl.
Nope.
Ball.
Ball is one of them. Ball. One of them is a ball.
Bowl. Bone?
Nope. No. One of them is a, looks like a bone.
Bone.
Yes.
Okay, bone.
Bird.
Bird. Bird.
Too obvious.
Belly.
I'm going to give you partial credit for Bell.
Buick.
And one of them sort of looks like Italy.
Boot.
Boot is the last one. Ball, bell, bone, and boot are the pressed shapes of a McDonald's.
Let's say they look roughly like that.
Pretty horrific.
Roughly.
Pretty horrific.
Very rough.
Honestly, the only thing that my kids will eat from McDonald's. I'm like, just give me 3 20-piece chicken McNuggets and these kids will be happy. Yeah, it's pretty brutal. In the continental U.S., you are at a point that is farthest from the nearest McDonald's. How many miles away is it?
147 miles.
Oh, man, you freak me out sometimes. It's a little bit less than that, but you're really, really close.
146?
115 miles is the furthest you can be from McDonald's. 2 hours.
That's kind of depressing.
Yeah. Where is that?
Yeah, I was going to say, what is
where
that?
Where is it? Yeah.
I'm going to guess it's out in the Four Corners.
North Dakota somewhere?
These people that get lost in the wilderness out in the Rockies,
like
all they have to do is...
Montana. It must be Montana.
Their way home
for the Golden Arches.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Look for the Golden Arches.
Yeah, must be in the mountains in Montana.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Or Wyoming.
Or anywhere, or right?
Anywhere out there,
somewhere up there.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, exactly. Yeah, all you got to do is use your nose.
Well, I guess that's supposed to be comforting. You're only 2 hours from the nearest McDonald's. Max.
Wow. You can't starve in the United
Wonder
States.
How long
you cannot. Race. You cannot. Let me tell you, I was wondering this exact trivia question, and now I have an answer.
Oh.
This is awesome. This was about 2 months ago. My family dined at Subway. Anybody who's eaten at Subway has at least seen that Subway's Italian sub is called the BMT. Why does it have those initials? This is good. This
bacon,
is good.
Mayo, and tomato?
It is not ingredients.
Oh.
It has to do with...
Meatball?
Nope.
BMT.
It has to do with
big...
a Subway.
Oh, the BMT Subway.
Which is?
Brooklyn Metro Transit.
Manhattan and...
What's it taste
like
more?
It's the tri-state area.
It says it's the Brooklyn Manhattan Transfer Line.
Transfer, yeah. Yeah.
So that's it.
You got
it.
What's the borough that starts with a T? There's one.
I was trying.
Torps?
You got it, Art. You got it. 100%. I was trying really hard to make it fit. I'm like, cup of cola, pepperoni, and salami. No, that is not going to work. So it has nothing to do with the ingredients, but it does have something to do with the Subway.
Yeah.
What famed NBA star owns just about 10% of all the Five Guys burgers and fries in North America? This is kind of interesting. Retired NBA star.
Like a Charles Barkley.
Mm-mm.
John Sally.
That's a good guess. It's not John Sally. That would be great.
Shaq O'Neal.
Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal. Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal.
I knew it was one of those guys.
Those are the only two that I knew, so that's pretty lucky.
Is he the third guy?
Is he the third guy? He would be in the middle because he's tall, you know. That makes sense to me.
Bench pressing all the others.
Well, at least they're doing something smart with their money afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. I mean, invest. Invest. Mm-hmm. Come on. What was supposedly, I guess this is popular knowledge, not a possible fact, Colonel Harlan Sanders' favorite fast food to eat? Hint, it wasn't KFC.
Oh, I was going to say.
McDonald's?
Nope.
Wendy's?
Nope.
Burger King?
Nope.
White Castle?
White Castle is what it says here.
Oh.
His favorite was White
Castle. Well, there's
Castle.
Some similarities there. They both slide.
Oh. My brother is a fan of the chicken rings.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has anybody here tried the Asian corned beef on the corner over there? On
Is it good?
Yeah, it's decent.
Okay.
It's not bad. It's an egg roll with corned beef. That's awesome.
Kendra says she's the great, what did you say, the greatest fast food eater that you know?
Something like that.
But between you and Dave, like, I mean, we got the everything covered, basically. Dave is a pretty big fanatic, too,
I'm
right?
I'm a foodie, so, I mean, I'll admit it.
Really?
Yeah, I love food.
Huh.
I grew up in that culture. Besides, I've got the name to prove it, so.
Yeah, it's true. It's
I just thought that you might have been eating, higher quality food.
Oh, I do that, too, every now and then. Right, Dan?
Okay.
Yes.
Every once in a while.
Yeah, I step up to Outback or something every once in a while.
Outback.
Did you say step up to Outback? That's so awesome. Do you do the thing where you just pull up and they throw it in your car and then you drive away?
No. If you're going to go,
she goes in for the ambiance.
Yes, that's right. You got to go for the whole thing.
So do I. Yeah. No, I like true. To look at the boomerangs, you know, and all the pictures on the wall and
exactly.
stuff.
Got a good steak.
Mm-hmm.
Lamb chops.
Oh, lamb chops. There you go.
Not the Sherry Lewis lamb chop, right?
No. Okay, props. One more to go here, and basically we're running on like a 4.0. Here,
fumes. So
throw the last one in finals week. Who cares, you know? What American fast food chain is called Hungry Jack in Australia?
You guys are doing
Big Boy's a good guess. That's a good guess, but that's not it. It has to be because they weren't allowed to use.
Well, like Jack in the Box?
No. I don't think does Jack in the Box exist anymore?
I don't know.
Is it Burger King?
It's Burger King. Mm. Yeah, Burger King. Yep.
Oh, is that because they had to avoid royalty in their restaurant?
So what do they call
They don't want to insult the crown.
Is that what it is?
So what do they call the instant mashed potatoes?
Good question. Good question. Dave says, what do they call their instant mashed potatoes?
Burger King's? I mean,
Hungry Jack's already taken. I can't let this chance to go by since I got my graduate degree in Urbana, Illinois. Just south of us is Charleston, Illinois, where there was a single mom-and-pop style, think Hunter House, White Castle style restaurant called The Burger King. And as the story goes, they're still down there. They sued Burger King when Burger King got really, really big, and they won. So there's this giant sort of like, you know, fake force field around the county where no Burger Kings are allowed to penetrate.
Wow.
Because everybody who goes there knows The Burger King is the place to buy
a burger. Oh, is that with two E's too?
No, it's spelled exactly the same. And the whole deal is that the patriarch of the family, last time I checked, he takes your order and he brings it to the table, just like Kendra was saying. You know, it's like you're being served like a king. What can I say?
Wow.
Pretty cool. Great questions, Amy. Thanks for sending those in. We reached the portion of our show called ATP Favorites, so this should be real interesting. All we have to do is come up with something that the listeners want to know our favorite of, which we've been doing, and then going around the table and filling that in. This is our holiday show, as you can tell by all the cookies and the fast food discussion. So what favorite thing about the holidays should we ask everybody to chime in on?
Matt, how about what's your favorite thing about Christmas?
Sounds great. We don't do this in any kind of order or anything, so people can just chime in when they want to say. Frankly, I'll start. It's the food.
True.
For me, I'm looking forward to more pizzelle, maybe some porchetta on Christmas Eve, and going to be great.
Food.
Mm. Yeah,
I'll go next because I feel like someone's going to take this and I'll feel bad because I don't have anything else to say. I like having all my family come back so that like me and my brothers and my parents are really close and my two brothers are elsewhere at the moment.
Well,
but having family is nice.
Yeah,
nice.
That's the great thing about the holidays.
Absolutely.
I go for music. I like
Christmas. Of course.
Yeah, but gee, what a shock, Jim. You only know every third song. And
yeah, whenever we have Christmas Carol questions, everybody sits down, takes a nap, and takes over.
We just leave the building, that's all.
Exactly.
Jim, do you like Too Hot to Handle?
Yes. Yeah. I don't think they're doing it Noel night, but I think they are doing it because they do it every year.
Okay. Somewhere down there. There's so much happening down there. I can't tell what's going on.
Yeah. And actually, the DSO is doing the Messiah with the expanded Aldivi chorus.
I got to say, having seen the Messiah a couple times, that's kind of should be somewhere on the top 20, 25 of a bucket list for pretty much everybody. That's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
To see someone perform that right. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Of course, it's long, unless you're Robert Shaw. I think he can get it done in about 45 minutes. But for most people, it's 2 hours, you know.
Yeah.
It takes a while.
Oh, my gosh. Who's next?
Art, share one. The thing is, this only happened once, so I can't say it's like my favorite thing that happens every Christmas. But one year we had a 12-foot tree because we had a very high ceiling in this house we rented, an old wooden farmhouse. And we decided to light it traditionally. So we put birthday candles in little cups and lit them all. They were only out on the tips of the things, you know, they were relatively safe. There was nothing above each flame. But both my mother and my wife's mother practically had heart attacks watching it happen.
Sure they did.
But I have to tell you, it is really exciting
I
to
bet.
See a tree with live flame on it.
I
it's
bet.
Just not like
But you didn't have nowadays. Cats there.
No yes. cats.
Important detail.
My father, who's 98, remembered his father doing that. Well, his father and his oldest brother.
Yeah.
His oldest brother was standing there with a bucket of water in case right. there were any mishaps.
My mother was, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Awesome. I can like sort of picture in my head that what that would have looked like.
Really
12
exciting.
Feet tall.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Okay. Because I always do Noel night. Just all the mayhem. You know, CCS always talked about like homecoming because we don't have any sports teams.
Sure.
You know, so for me, doing Noel night, you know, in midst of all the insanity, watching Jim pay off everyone's student loans, it's always just kind of neat to see.
Yeah.
You see
so.
People you've taught for years
yeah.
show up for the
uh-huh.
craft fair.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's always kind of neat seeing old friends come back.
That's awesome. So. We only have a few seconds left. Who's going to finish us off here?
I'll go. So for me, it's returning to my family.
Of course.
And I will say the Christmas Eve service is pretty
oh, yeah.
special.
Oh,
yeah.
Always special.
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
Candles. 24-hour Christmas Story marathon. Sorry. That's it.
All Christmas Story.
Nice. Yes. All the movies are already all over the TV. That's for
Dan's
sure.
Dan's going to be his pink
Charlie
jumper.
Brown Christmas.
Of course.
Last night.
Yep. Last night.
Nice surprise.
Can't beat that.
And I haven't drawn that one in ages, so.
And he won't again because I'm afraid. We're out of time, but it has been very good speaking with all of you, so the time has come to say goodbye, Dave.
See ya.
Jason.
Ciao.
Dan.
Merry Christmas.
Jim.
Have a great Christmas.
Mara.
Happy holidays.
Kendra.
Take care.
And Art.
Happy holidays, everybody.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
The University of Detroit Sleigh Bell Orchestra brings us Ask the Professor. I'm your host on this Christmas program, Edwin DeWint, and today we have all of our regular panelists with us, gathered around the Christmas tree. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
Sure. It's a great pleasure to be here, as always, and the top of the season to you all.
Yes. All right. On his right.
George is opening all his presents.
I know it. That's his trouble.
Well, I mean, here we are.
Can't you wait?
The very day.
It's so greedy.
And we're on the radio.
I know.
You want me to have my mind focused?
Well.
I can't do that.
Visions of Sugar Plums.
Today.
That was Robert O'Neill from the Department of Psychology. And to his right, from the Department of History, looking very elfin, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Who wrote that? Oh, we're not into the
no,
questions.
Not in the questions yet. No. And on her...
Most of the questions you hear on this program are asked by our listeners.
And on Sarah's right, my left, from the Department of Political Science, Professor John Klemanski.
Hello, ho, ho, Edwin.
Oh, hello. Clever. Our first set of questions are sent in from Neil Rifkin of Livonia, Michigan. Christmas-type questions.
Oh, good.
He says, I'll give you a country's name for Christmas, and you give me the country.
Okay, Sweden.
Noel. Oh.
France.
That's right. Yule.
Jule,
mm-hmm.
Sweden?
No.
Norway?
No.
England?
Well, it's part of that.
Scotland?
Yes, Scotland, yes. Weihnachten?
Germany.
That's right. And
that
Navidad?
Sounds German. Spain?
That's right.
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah.
Yes.
We
ask
can
it again.
Sing.
I mean, I got all
that's
it.
It.
That was
yeah.
really
Bailey's Navidad. Bailey's Navidad. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
George.
Well, just a little musical interlude here.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at Ask the Professor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and technically directed today by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mile.